The Bible says in Micah chapter 6 that God is deeply offended by sacrifices that are not backed up with a lifestyle that is centered in the Lord. Hey, you could go through all the mechanics of worship and yet not be pleasing the Lord. You can go through the motion so easy. Just do what you're supposed to do. But in your heart, it's cold and apathetic and complacent towards the God who made you. Folks, let me tell you something. True worship's in the heart. It's inside.
This is Hope for Today, the Bible teaching ministry of David Hawking. This world will hand you a thousand escapes when life goes dark. You can distract yourself, medicate yourself. How about numbing yourself or staying real busy? Anything but facing God. The Word of God, however, drives us in a very different direction. Not into denial, not into panic, but into praise, real praise. Vibrant praise, the kind that rises out of the ashes and declares that God is still worthy. He is worthy. Well, today David returns with day two of his message called The Praise of God. Using various portions of Scripture, David will show us again that praise is not for the easy days alone. It is for the toughest ones, too. Stay with us. We're going back to the Word of God. First, Matt, we've got a note here from Marilyn, and she has some wonderful, encouraging things to say about what God has been doing in her life as she studies God's Word with us here on Hope for Today, and share just a bit of that note.
This one's really touching. It says, Dear Dr. Hawking, thank you so much for your incredible teaching. I dislike missing even one program. I learned so much. I've been a Christian since a child of 5 or 6. My husband passed away 5 years ago. We were married 70 years.
70 years. Wow.
And she's now 95. Yeah.
Wow.
I love the Lord with all my heart and love to learn what you are teaching. Ecclesiastes is a wonderful series. I live in Colorado and listen to him on KLTT.
KLTT. Awesome. Wonderful station out there, the Crawford group of stations out there. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And folks, do you have a note for us? Maybe a prayer request? Or tell us how God is working in your life as you listen to the program, as you study God's Word with us. We'll tell you just a bit later in the program how to get in touch. But right now, here's David with day two of The Praise of God as our Attributes of God series continues.
The praise of God, first of all, means that we exalt Him. We exalt Him. You cannot exalt Him too much. Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Let's say verse 3 together again. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Turn to Psalm 108, verse 5. When you say praise God, you mean exalt Him. You cannot put Him too high. He is the Most High above all. In Psalm 108, verse 5, it says, Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth. No one really, folks, deserves to be mentioned in the same sentence with him. We are to exalt the Lord. Psalm 118, verse 28. Psalm 118, verse 28. You are my God, the psalmist says, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Praise, exaltation, parallel words. What does it mean to praise God? It means to exalt Him. Notice the psalmist indicates a personal relationship with Him is necessary. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. No one here is going to really praise and exalt the Lord without a personal relationship with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's so important to understand. It means we exalt Him. Turn, please, to Psalm 66. It's not only that we exalt Him, but that we also worship Him. We worship Him. Psalm 66. Jesus, by the way, said in John chapter 4 that God is spirit, And those who worship him must worship him in the realm of spirit and in the realm of the truth. It's God's word gives us the content of worship, and it's inside, not outside, where true worship takes place. You could come here, go through all emotions of being in a, quote, worship service, and actually not ever once worship the Lord. It means we worship him. Psalm 66, verse 1. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. The Hebrew word worship, shakah, its primary meaning is to bow down. To bow down. I think there's very little of worship going on in many, many hearts. God wants submission to him. Psalm 30, verse 4. Psalm 30, verse 4. What wonderful words throughout the Psalms. We could pick scores of verses, as you know if you've read them. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Sing praise, give thanks. Chapter 92, please. Chapter 92, verse 1 and 2. Chapter 92 says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord. You'll find that phrase repeated in the Psalms. It's good. It's good for you. It's good in every sense of the word to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute, on the harp, with harmonious sound. By the way, those of you who are non-musical, do you get the idea that God's into music? Sing, 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 play, play, play. God wants you to say, well, I can't carry a tune. Your favorite verse, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Holy grunt, whatever it is, man, praise God. Let it out. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Don't stop. Give thanks constantly. Thank God for the flat on the freeway during a rush hour. Amen? Give thanks constantly to the Lord. Turn to Hebrews chapter 13 in the New Testament. The Bible indicates that God wants us to do this, folks. In Hebrews 13, verse 15, it says, therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Verse 16, with such sacrifices God is well pleased. What does it mean to praise God? It means we exalt him. It means we worship him. It means we rejoice in him. We boast in him. We give thanks to him. Turn to Psalm 69, the sixth thing that it means. It means that we please him. Psalm 69, it means that we please him. Psalm 69, and look please at verse 30 and 31. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord, better than an ox or bull which has horns and hooves. Folks, listen, he's talking about a sacrificial animal there that you bring in worship to the Lord into the temple or the tabernacle. And what he's saying is, it's better to praise the Lord and to give thanks to him than even offer the sacrifice. The Bible says in Micah chapter 6, that God is deeply offended by sacrifices that are not backed up with a lifestyle that is centered in the Lord. Hey, you could go through all the mechanics of worship. You could give your money and worship to the Lord. You could sing all the songs, listen to God's word, fellowship with Christians, and yet not be pleasing the Lord. You can go through the motions so easy. Just do what you're supposed to do. But in your heart, it's cold and apathetic and complacent towards a God who made you. Folks, let me tell you something. True worship's in the heart. It's inside. You want to please the Lord? And stop looking at all that you do. And understand that inside there can be a heart filled with praise and filled with thanks. And with that, God is pleased, though no one else knows that he does. We please the Lord when we praise the Lord. That's what it means. Turn to Psalm 135. Psalm 135. And look at the opening verses. Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O you servants of the Lord, you who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. It pleases the Lord. It delights the heart of God to praise the Lord. Do you praise him in your heart? With such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Turn, please, to Psalm 34 again. Psalm 34. What does it mean to praise God? It means we exalt him. It means we worship him. It means we rejoice in him. We boast in him. We give thanks to him. We please him. And it also means, and perhaps this is the most common definition of praise in the Psalms, it means we bless his name. We bless his name. Now, often we ask God to bless us. He certainly does. And we think of it in terms of his provision. And it means that, he will take care of us and provide for our needs. He will bless us. But it basically means to speak well of God. We are to bless his name, to speak well of many things about God, to proclaim it. Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Is that true of us? Turn to Psalm 63. When we say, bless the name of the Lord, what are we talking about? What are we to speak well of? And there are several things mentioned in the Psalms. For instance, the loving kindness of God. When we bless the name of the Lord, it's for his loving kindness, a beautiful English word, describing a Hebrew word that indicates God's covenant relationship to us, that he'll be faithful and show us mercy and compassion and graciousness. And I think the English word is gorgeous, loving kindness. In Psalm 63, we read in verse 3, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. And I think it's only appropriate in this message on praise and the emphasis of the Psalms to sing it to the Lord, that we might just sing this passage right now to the Lord. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. When we bless the Lord, we bless him for his loving kindness to us. Turn to Psalm 72. Psalm 72. When we bless the name of the Lord, it's not only for his loving kindness, but for its wondrous works, the wondrous things that God does. The word wondrous meaning difficult to understand. There's so many things that God does that we don't know, and we're to praise him for that, that he knows and we don't, even though it's incomprehensible to us. His ways past finding out, says Romans 11:33. His greatness unsearchable, Psalm 145:3. God has told us in his word that he does things that he doesn't expect us to ever know. And he wants us to praise him for it. Psalm 72:18, blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. And all God's people said, amen for what God does. So be it. Praise the Lord. He does lots of things, folks, that we can't figure out. And we don't know why he does them. Praise the Lord. To speak well of God is that He knows. To speak well of God is say that He can do anything. To speak well of God is say He alone does things that are too wonderful for me to understand. Praise the name of the Lord. Turn to Psalm 96. Not only His loving kindness and His wondrous things, but the Bible tells us to bless the Lord for His salvation. Psalm 96, verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless His name. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. When you bless the Lord, you are proclaiming the good news of God's salvation from day to day. We thank the Lord and we praise Him for His salvation. Bless the Lord for all that He has done. Turn to Psalm 100. We not only bless Him for loving kindness and wondrous things and His salvation, we bless Him for His goodness. In Psalm 100, verse 4 and 5, it says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations." The last two statements on the compassion and faithfulness of God are expressing how good He is. Bless His name, for the Lord is good. Has the Lord been good to you? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. I'll praise His name. I'll praise His name. I'll praise His name. I'll praise His name. He's so good to me. Turn to Psalm 103. When you say you're going to bless the name of the Lord to speak well of Him, it's not only His loving kindness and His wondrous power and deeds and things that He does, His salvation, His goodness, but also His many benefits to us. His many benefits. In Psalm 103, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." It names a few. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles, and on it goes. All the many benefits of the Lord. Bless the Lord, all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Turn to Psalm 113. We also bless Him for His exalted position. We speak well of Him because He's in charge. Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, his exalted position. His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? The exalted position of the Lord causes us to bless him. Sometimes you wonder, who's in charge? Aren't you glad you know somebody who is? The Lord's in charge. And the Lord's over everything, and he does whatever he pleases in heaven and on earth. Bless his name for his exalted position over everything. Turn to Psalm 145. A last thing out of many that will bring to your attention is the greatness of God, that we should bless the Lord for the greatness of the Lord. In Psalm 145, verse 1, I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Praise the Lord for that. You know, I look at all these things. What is it to praise the Lord? It means we exalt him. It means we worship him. We rejoice in him. We boast in him. We give thanks to him. We please him. We bless his name. And I say hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
That's Bible teacher David Hawking, and this is Hope for Today. David returns in a moment with some powerful words of encouragement, so don't go away. First, Matt and I have an amazing study bundle. This is amazing. We're going to tell you about it. Matt?
This month, we are offering a bundle pack for all 27 teaching series by my dad in the New Testament. All are included.
Matt, I'd love to read through the Gospels with your dad's study notes in hand.
Jim, how about the essentials of Christian life and practice that Paul teaches in his epistles?
Yeah, the study notes provide clarity, definition, explanation, and application. Your dad tackles these books, and the outlines guide you through each and every verse.
Much more than a straight line, 1-2-3 point list.
Yeah, for a given message, David's sermon outlines and notes start with an engaging introduction, a key verse for the passage.
Great for memorization.
Exactly, and a theme as well.
Then we have outline points to guide your study along with definitions, cross-references, vital notes for the context, and more.
Matt, how about explanations of cultural idioms?
Yeah.
Exploration of applicable history.
Faith-assuring apologetic points, evidence for the truth of Scripture, and more. And again, this month we're offering sermon note outline packs for all 27 of my dad's New Testament teaching series. The complete bundle is just $75.
And that's less than $3 per series. Well, we also want to tell you about David's book, The God of the Bible. Wow, this is a powerful, deeper study of who God is, and it's the perfect follow-up to our current radio series. If this series has opened your eyes to the majesty of God and left you hungry for more, this book will take you deeper into the truth of God's Word on who God is, his character, his nature, and how majestic he is. Wow. The God of the Bible by David Hawking is available for just $20. And to order, you can go online to our website, davidhawking.org, or give us a call at 800-75-BIBLE. That's in the U.S. If you're listening in Canada, call 888-75-BIBLE. Again, that's davidhawking.org or 800-75-242-53 in the U.S., 888-75-242-53 in Canada. And now let me speak plainly. Ministries like this do not stay on the air by accident. The lights don't stay on by sentiment. The truth doesn't keep going out over the airwaves and online on good intentions. It takes God's people standing up and saying, this matters. This broadcast is about the Word of God going forth without compromise, without softening the message, and without bowing to the spirit of this age. So if you're tired of spiritual fluff, tired of half-truth, tired of the church sanding off the edges of God's Word to make it more marketable, then stand with us. Help us hold the line. Help us keep declaring the truth of Scripture with clarity, boldness, and conviction. Whether it's a one-time gift or faithful monthly support, your giving helps this ministry stay in the fight and keep the Word of God going out to people who desperately need it. To give by mail in the U.S., write to Hope for Today, Box 3927, Tustin, California, 92781. In Canada, write to Hope for Today, Box 15011, RPO, Seven Oaks, Abbotsford, B.C., V2S, 8P1. And now, here again is David with his closing words.
Our hearts need to be warmed, and one of the best ways to do that is through the teaching about who God is and what God can do. We're talking about praising the Lord. Well, I hope you're enjoying our series on the attributes of God, enjoying it as much as I do, studying it and delivering it. Praise ye the Lord. I'll praise the Lord with my whole heart. The Bible teaches us, praise ye the Lord. God bless you.
Well, thank you, David. Tomorrow it's day one of David's message called The Holiness of God. Using selected passages of Scripture, David's going to take us into one of the most overlooked but vital realities in all of the Bible. God is holy, not really better than man, but utterly set apart, pure and glorious beyond every comparison. Join us tomorrow right here on Hope for Today.